This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India will gain zero-duty access of 100% goods exports to New Zealand after the successful conclusion of landmark free trade agreement negotiations, FTA, between the two countries. The FTA enhances market access and tariff preferences for Indian exports to New Zealand while serving as a gateway to the wider Oceania and Pacific Island markets. The free trade agreement will significantly strengthen the investment partnership between the two countries. As part of the agreement, New Zealand has committed to facilitate investments of $20 billion into India over the next 15 years. Briefing media New Delhi, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the FTA will build various opportunities for the farmers, entrepreneurs, students, women and the innovators by building trade.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
The combined index of 8 core industries increased by 1.8% in November this year as compared to same month last year. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the production of cement, steel, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth in the last month. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has emerged as a dominant force in the Goa Zilla Panchayat elections, securing a landslide victory by winning 32 out of 50 seats. The counting of votes took place yesterday. The final tally reveals a fragmented opposition, with the Congress trailing significantly behind the ruling party. Draft voters list in connection with the ongoing SIR in Kerala will be published today. Those who are included in the enumeration forms received till December 18th will be in the draft list. Filing of claims and objections on the draft list will be received from today, and notices and hearing on the same will also be started from today. A high-level delegation from the Election Commission, led by Secretary S.B. Joshi and Deputy Secretary Abhinav Agarwal and Principal Secretary, will arrive in West Bengal today to review the progress of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR process. The delegation will examine the advancement of the hearing phase and also attend the training session for micro-observers scheduled at the Nazrul Manch on 24 December. According to the Office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, the team will conduct a detailed inspection of the current proceedings and issue directives to ensure that no lapses occur during the upcoming final phase of the exercise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birthday anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Chaudhary Charan Singh dedicated his life to the welfare of the deprived sections of society as well as to the progress of agriculture and the prosperity of farmers. National Farmers' Day has been observed across the nation today. The day honours the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. This day marks the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh, renowned for his deep understanding of rural issues and unwavering advocacy for farmers' welfare. Union Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan paid tributes to Chaudhary Charan Singh. He said Chaudhary Charan Singh dedicated his entire life to the welfare of farmers and his ideas will always remain relevant in building a developed and self-reliant India. Rabi crops have been sown in over 580 lakh hectares this year till date, which is more than around 8 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. The Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare said that more than 301 lakh hectares area coverage has been reported under wheat. It added that pulses coverage stands at over 126 lakh hectares, while rice recording a significant rise of more than 13 lakh hectares. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over rising violence in Bangladesh, stressing that all minorities must feel safe. The UN said it was alarmed by recent attacks, including the lynching of Hindus, and emphasized that minorities must be protected. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold day conditions at isolated places over Bihar today. It predicted dense to very dense fog very likely at isolated places over Punjab. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR is in the severe category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.